Lance, I understand that the piping plover is having a hard time in Alberta. What's the plight of the piping plover?
So piping plovers are an endangered shorebird in Alberta. Their population numbers have dropped quite a bit over the last 20 or 30 years, and some of the big issues that they face are related to habitat loss or change, alteration, and predation from coyotes, crows, ravens, gulls, critters like that that are able to eat their eggs and reduce their productivity, I guess.
What's a piping plover look like?
They're little shorebirds. They're about the size of a bluebird. They're very cryptic. They're hard to see, very well camouflaged, very similar in appearance to killdeer, which are much more common and probably more people will be familiar with. They're just a little bit smaller than a killdeer and missing some of the coloration that they have, but that's more or less what they look like.
Well, when you said that their numbers are drastically reduced, I think I saw a figure that said there was only 250?
Yeah, so I've been working with these birds for 15 years now, and I've seen their population in Alberta as low as the low hundreds, 130 or so. We've actually had them up as high as close to 300 birds, which is actually the recovery goal for the province, is to have 300 birds over the long term. So they've never been a greatly populous bird in Alberta, but they certainly have been reduced in their scope over the last 20 years or so. Much more of their population, countrywide and North American-wide, occurs in Saskatchewan and in the northern Great Plains of the United States.
You said habitat loss is a problem. What sort of habitat loss? What's happening there?
So plovers nest on, in Alberta anyway, in particular, they nest on these alkali, gravelly beaches. And so the lakes generally aren't that popular with individuals. They're not beach-going beaches, not a lot of recreation on them. But they are in a heavily fragmented landscape. There's lots of agriculture around, lots of ranching in those areas, industrial activity. So we have some of the key issues with our habitat are revolve around livestock and grazing. Where the animals will, even though the water isn't that palatable, they'll head down to the shoreline and loaf around down there to get away from bugs and insects and stuff like that. But at the same time, they'll churn up the beach, the soft substrate of the nesting beaches, which makes it unsuitable for nesting. They can also directly destroy nests just through trampling them or cause abandonment of nests just by being in the area, causing disturbance and stuff. So livestock is one issue. We've worked very closely with a lot of landowners in the province to try and alleviate that, and we've been quite successful at it. Human disturbance is another big problem, particularly through the use of quads or ATVs on breeding beaches. They have a similar effect to livestock in churning up the habitat. They create, you know, often deep ruts that promote vegetation growth on the beaches, and they can also directly destroy nests. And once we get the vegetation on there, it covers up the gravel, and they nest on these open gravelly beaches, so once they get grown in with vegetation, they are no longer suitable for nesting. So,
now I understand that the Alberta Conservation Association has a plan to restore the numbers of the piping plover. What's your plan?
So one of the things that we're venturing out on right now is there's a chunk of land available that's come up for sale, not too far outside Edmonton actually, that has some piping plover breeding habitat on it, and it's close to 10% of the breeding population we have in the province right now uses this little chunk of land for breeding and nesting on in the summertime. So we are, as an organization, attempting to purchase this land with other conservation partners. So we've got a plan in place here to try and purchase this property and hopefully then be able to preserve this chunk of land for them to live on for the foreseeable future.
Now, I saw you on Indiegogo. How are you using Indiegogo?
So I've never used this before. This is an interesting new technique, I guess, that we're planning to undertake here to see for the first time whether we can get this crowdfunding approach to fundraising. And so what we've done is we've posted a blurb about our project and the goal of purchasing this land on the Indiegogo website. You can go on there and read a little bit about the plovers. There's some photos and videos about the piping plover and the plight that it's currently under and their faces and some of the issues it's facing. And if you're interested in it and want to support it, we've got various different donation levels that are available to folks. They can donate any amount of money, but we have sort of perks, I guess, if you want to call it that, for folks that donate $20, $50, $100, $250, and I think up to $5,000 on the website. So We're trying to get the general public involved with raising the funds for this chunk of land that we'd like to buy, and we're looking to try and raise about $100,000 right now. For the property itself is about $390,000, so we've got a bunch of that raised already, but we're in the final push now to try and get enough to actually make the purchase happen.
And how big is that piece of property?
It's 289 acres right now. It's actually a really neat piece of land. It's got, as I mentioned, a chunk of land on there that abuts the shoreline of one of our key piping plover lakes in the province. So that's the area that we're really keen on focusing on. There's also a couple of other alkali wetlands that are buried within the property itself that aren't currently suitable for plovers. We think that with a little bit of habitat manipulation, we could probably turn that into piping plover habitat. And if we actually own the land, that would give us the ability to be able to do that.
What has that land been used for up to this point? Has it been farmed?
It's currently grazed, so there's no agriculture on it. It's sort of a hummocky piece of land with the various pockets of water and trees and stuff in there, but there are cows on that land right now, so there's cow grazing on it right now, but that's largely what it's used for.
How quickly do you need the money? What is the deadline on Indiegogo?
Right now, we need the money by about the end of April, so that's our goal, is to try and get the money in place by then. That's when our offer to purchase conditions come off the land, so we need to have our funding in place by then.
Okay, well, let's hope that this helps and that we can save the piping plover.
Yes, I certainly hope we can, and anything we can do to get the word out and spread this around and show people what piping plovers are and what the threats are that face them would be great.
Thank you very much, Lance.
No problem.